What's up, Game Hackers? This is Chris, and I am joined with JP and my good buddy David. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey.
All right, we have a few new things to cover this week, so let's get right into it. What do we got first, Maniac?
First, we have GH version 4.0. We recently bought the new V-Bolt, and so...
Right, we wasted all of our donations on it, so thanks a lot, guys. So let's go right around the table. What do you guys think of the new site? What do you think, JP?
I really like it, honestly. It has a new look. It looks great. VB, actually, their default look this time looks decent. The last one, I didn't like it all for their default look, but whatever. Although I did just notice that the first button goes to, like, the homepage for some reason.
Yeah, there's a few bugs we have to work out still. We are running a beta version, so if you find any bugs, just let us know. What about you, David? What do you think of the new site?
I think it looks great. You guys did a good job. Thanks.
Yes, sir. For those of you that don't know David, since this is his first time on the podcast, he is our graphics guy, I think. What do you do, David? I don't even know.
I just make signatures and logos and banners. I'm a graphics mod on a bunch of other websites too.
Oh, I thought that's what you did. Yeah, so he's a mod for being awesome with graphics and whatnot. Yeah, so basically we spent all of our donations and we need more, so keep them coming, guys. We really appreciate it. As you saw, it all goes right back into the website anyway.
Yep. And the next topic would be Special Hacking Group.
Oh yeah, that kind of goes right along with all the new features. Anybody from a different website that's working on a hacking project can send us a message, one of the staff members, and we'll put you in a special group, a special user group, and you can you'll get access to your own blog for your project, and you can just keep everybody updated straight from the blog.
Sounds pretty nice. Hopefully somebody takes advantage of that.
Yeah, we're hoping people start checking out the new site, you know, making it more user-friendly, community-based, not just based on our projects. We have a new site tour video up, if you guys want to check that out, get used to the new site. The forms have been changed around a little bit, cleaned up, you know, just for easier use. Everything's pretty much where it used to be, but, you know, a few things are moved around. So don't get too confused.
I hope... people start using the IRC more.
Yeah, we did get rid of the shout box, so you guys can check out the IRC instead. We have that built right into the site, so it's very easy to access. Anywho, what do we got next, Maniac?
November contest is ending soon.
Yeah, have you guys checked that one out yet?
I actually haven't looked at it, so I'm not sure what it is, actually.
I haven't checked out in like a few days or so.
Basically, the point behind this one was to create a slogan for PatViewX. You know, I think we have the voting up already. I guess we'll end that like tomorrow or the next day and announce a winner. So start voting, guys.
All right, and up next we have our future contests.
Yeah, so as you saw, the site has like a basic layout on it right now. So in the future, we're going to need some logo designs. Yay! David will do a couple, but we kind of need some user help too. So maybe that'll be some of the contests we have coming up.
Did Virus ever mention the shirts to you guys?
Actually, yeah, we're working on designs for those right now. Those will be prizes in the future. We're going to give away hats, shirts, mugs. Basically anything fun you can think of. We were actually even looking into Frisbees earlier.
God, I don't think I'd use a Frisbee, but I guess somebody might. Still, it looks nice. I saw one of the designs earlier from Virus, so people should enjoy those.
You could play Ultimate Frisbee Maniac.
Man, me playing Ultimate Frisbee, it's like Ogre, I don't know. No.
Have you seen Maniac? He is not built for Ultimate Frisbee.
Can't you tackle an Ultimate Frisbee?
Don't think so.
If you could, he might be the best player ever.
Yeah, that would be a little bit more fun.
That's how I play Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, we'll have a staff game sometime.
We'll have to sort out where to meet and whatnot, though.
All right, so we got some frisbees coming, hopefully. Maybe even teddy bears, but that's another thing we're looking into.
I'll buy a teddy bear.
Dude, I'll buy like three teddy bears. I don't even care. Oh yeah, along with that, we have new VIP deals coming out. We're gonna put the price at $35 for a year, and you get a free t-shirt with that. So, that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah, a little bit more expensive, but the t-shirt, it costs some money. Try not to complain too much about that.
Yeah, we'll hopefully have a deal without the t-shirts. Maybe like a 6 month deal also, so you're not committed for the whole year. Yeah, so look out for the new prices coming soon.
All right, that sounds good. Up next we have, what are we playing? Personally, I'm playing Call of Duty, World of Warfare, Reflex. Actually, Vash got me into the online stuff, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and you and David have been playing that nonstop. Tell us about your little clan, David.
Well, we just decided to start a ghosting clan. We're pretty much ninjas killing people. And me and Maniac have been owning it up in Reflex lately. 13 games in a row. Wins.
I'm excluded from all of this. I'm busy doing real work for the site.
I help out every once in a while.
Yeah, you do your bi-monthly duties. David, who knows what he does? He kind of just chills in IRC, plays Modern Warfare.
I do my daily duties in the toilet.
Yeah, you do. What do we got next?
Next, we have Tanuki Details. I actually haven't heard anything recently from you, so I'm wanting to hear this too.
Right, kind of just threw this one in here. I don't really know what to throw about. What to talk about, but we're still working on throwing in all the ground tiles. That probably shouldn't take too much longer. We just haven't had the time to implement it. We got the toolkit out, and everybody's enjoying that so far. So look forward to a release sometime this week.
All right, sounds good. Next, Ani has an unofficial Mario Kart Wii tournament.
I thought I'd just plug this one for him since he doesn't have many people interested. Yeah, he's hosting a Mario Kart tournament at the site, so definitely stop by and sign up for that. And what's up, Oni?
Hi, Oni. You're gay.
Oh.
All right, I think that pretty much concludes the podcast.
Well, that really sucked. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, next week we'll have an interview or something. Spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, not many topics this week, unfortunately.
That just means less editing for bashing.
Oh, darn.
Definitely leave us some comments on how David did. We'll decide if we want to keep him alive or not.
Bunch of people who are waiting for your SIGs. I'll get them done soon. Just been really busy.
Yeah, he's been busy playing Modern Warfare and not doing any work for the site. That's how David rolls.
Hey, he just delays and delays. That's what he normally does. Come on.
I just wanted to be the best at Modern Warfare, so.
At the expense of our members.
Yeah, sorry again, guys, about your SIGs. I'll get them done soon.
Anyway, let us know how David did. We'll probably kill him after this anyway, so you won't have to worry about hearing him again. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye, peeps.